We will have Nude Music Tuesday coming up here in just a little bit, but right now it's time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment.
And this is brought to you by
Colwell & Son and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra.
Here's Cobra.
I love young gay boys. Eat me. The Oscars are this Sunday.
It's this Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
And you still haven't seen Avatar.
I got plans.
Neither one of you have seen Avatar. You're going to go into that completely missing out on the movie that's going to win the most awards.
Yeah, but I saw The Crazies this weekend.
Please tell me you didn't see The Crazies.
I did.
What are you doing?
It wasn't bad. It had Timothy Oliphant. We all like him.
What's The Crazies?
Some stupid remake of a Roger Corman film from the 70s about crazy people killing everybody.
It's zombies. No, it's not. It's nothing to do with zombies. It's all a government thing. It's very X-Files-ish. It's not what I expected.
It's silly time is what it is.
It's a conspiracy film?
Yes.
Who did you go with?
My kid.
Okay, that makes sense.
I like conspiracy films.
You would like this
movie. I'll give you that. You can go with your kid to that stuff. But anyway, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Then we went to Twin Peaks.
What a perfect father-son bonding moment. Sacha Baron Cohen was supposed to be a presenter at the Oscars on Sunday, but it seems that that's not going to happen. He was announced a week ago, but he has been dropped. Here's why. It turns out that Cohen...
I know why.
No, the Bruno bike was not involved. Quit turning to that every time he's mentioned.
Are you fascinated with that undulating bicycle?
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
Cohen had planned to do a sketch with Ben Stiller, with Cohen appearing on stage as a blue-skinned female Na'vi, which is one of
Avatar
the,
people.
Yeah, Avatar folk. And Stiller, and they speak their own language, and Stiller was translating her native tongue. But, as the sketch played out, it would become clear that Stiller wasn't properly translating Cohen's responses, making Cohen so upset that she, the Na'vi, would eventually open up her Na'vi evening gown to reveal that she'd been impregnated by James Cameron, leading to a Jerry Springer-style confrontation with Cohen and supposedly Cameron.
Okay.
This certainly sounds obtuse.
Mm-hmm. It's not, if you've seen the movie. But Cameron supposedly is not known to be very self-deprecating.
He takes himself a little too seriously. But no, wait, he was on Entourage, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Played himself on Entourage?
Yes.
But he seems like a real serious guy.
Right. And he was not going to go for that, having his film put upon.
No.
Avatar.
But they did a bit on it on Saturday Night Live.
Laser Cats?
Yeah.
Somehow he had control over that, though, I'm sure. He has no control over this. And so the Academy said that, Sasha, you're not going to be doing this. But we will still get, as far as presenters, and maybe sketch presenters, Ben Stiller, Tina Fey, Steve Carell, and Jason Bateman. Not to mention the funniest guy in Hollywood, Sean Penn. I can't wait to see what he brings to the table. F that guy.
He needs to lighten up.
He really does. And it drives me crazy that, like,
Eddie, I'm an actor and I'm so serious.
Like, Eddie Vedder and he are such good buddies. Learn to laugh, you know? Loosen up just a little.
Laugh a little bit. Listen to The Ticket. It'll make you
laugh. I like Sean Penn. I like his movies. I like him as an actor. He was amazing in Milk, and he should have won Best Actor.
He's arguably the best out there.
He really is. But God, man.
You just don't want to go hang out with him.
No. Can you imagine living with that guy?
After him, they'll need the Bruno stationary bike.
Quit referencing that.
I don't think anybody knows what it is.
If they've seen Bruno, they know what it is.
Bruno. Do you think nobody saw Bruno?
Not many.
Yeah, he made $100 million or something, and a lot of people saw it.
No, they didn't.
All right, I guess you win. This proves that we're out of ideas once again for original films, original screenplays. As it is official, Gilligan's Island will set sail for the big screen.
Do they have it cast yet?
No. Warner Brothers has green-lighted the movie. And for those who are too young to remember this, it is based on the popular sitcom about seven castaways stranded on an uninhabited island. Kind of. People popped up all the time, like Duke.
Yeah, and like
the surfer who got there on a tsunami.
Yes, and what about the rock band The Mosquitoes?
Yes, they showed up too. They got shipwrecked. Oddly enough, they were traveling alone.
With all of their gear.
With all their gear, which was not harmed at all. And somehow brought in an amp with a generator.
Yes, to power their amplifiers.
Uh-huh. Let's not forget the giant spider who was in the cave.
That thing used to scare me.
What was that pilot? Wrong Way something or other. The guy that landed on the
pilot. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What was his name? Wrong Way. And they never. And the Harlem Globetrotters, of course. I mean, who wouldn't expect them to show up?
Probably the most ridiculous premise for a TV show ever.
Wrong Way Feldman.
Wrong Way Feldman. They had many guests on that show.
He's a ranger, I thought.
This is according to the producer. The characters are so good, we think it's going to be a great story to transport these cultural icons to the modern day. Sherwood Schwartz, who of course is the creator and still alive, said last year that his choice to play Gilligan would be Michael Cera. You can see that?
Leave it alone. Seriously, just leave it alone. Come up with something
Who's
different.
Who's the skipper?
What was the dad in Tommy Boy? What's his name?
Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy. He'd be good as the skipper.
Is he too old for the skipper?
How old was the skipper when he was the skipper? You know what? He probably was like 38.
It probably was.
Seriously.
But he had gray hair.
Yeah.
Things were harder back then.
Boy, they were, man.
It was a tough time.
So get ready
Your parents used to worry about you a lot.
How about Megan Fox as...
Ginger?
No, Marianne. Put her in pigtails?
I'd rather have her as Ginger.
No.
She's a Ginger. She's not a Marianne. She's not clean and wholesome. She's dirty and slutty.
Okay,
like Ginger.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Because she has just come out and told everybody how many guys she has had sex with. For those who don't know how old Megan Fox is, she is 22. Fresh as a daisy, 22. Take a guess at how many people Megan Fox, at 22, has had sex with.
31.
31. You.
3.
You were both wrong. You both aimed high. 2.
I would say take that number and multiply it by 30, and you have a more accurate number.
So, Brian Austin Green and who else?
Brian Austin Green and her...
And whoever else she wanted.
What she is calling her high school sweetheart. She says flat out...
Where is he today? How come we're not hearing from him?
Well, he's probably not famous.
He can get that way. By being the only other guy other than Brian Austin Green who's nailed Megan Fox.
She says, I can never have sex with someone that I don't love. The idea makes me absolutely sick. I've never even come close to having a one-night stand. She's the stepmother to Brian Austin Green's son, 8-year-old Cassius. She says, I'm a stepmom to the fullest extent. I have looked after Cassius since he was 3. He has no memory of life without me. For some reason, no one wants to look at me that way as a mother, but I'm responsible for him, and I've never struggled with that. From bedtime stories to the school run. What's the school run?
Taking him to school.
Oh.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
For now.
She says, my biggest regret is that I've assisted the media in making me into a cartoon character. I don't regret what has happened to me, but I regret the way I've dealt with it.
Nauseating.
So there you go. She's not a slut. She's more Marianne than Ginger.
But her image, she just got through admitting.
Right, but she's upset with it. She's upset by that.
You need to dance with the one that brought you.
Slut?
Don't try to get all clean, yeah. Stay slutty,
but
America.
Has she really portrayed herself as a slut? I mean, she's been in Transformers and has been like, you know, wears like skimpy stuff in the movie, but she's never really had a Britney Spears moment. We've never heard of her.
I'm talking about the roles she takes.
Okay. We've never seen her...
Jennifer's Body? Come on.
What is that?
She's like a vampire and
horror
eats
movie.
People.
Yeah.
And just look at her image. Look at how she's thought of. She's not thought of as a stepmother.
Well, maybe
she's
interested
in
siren-y vixen.
I'm not interested in her as stepmother.
Well, you know what? I kind of am, Mike.
Okay. Do another story on Bruno's stationary bike.
We tease this story. It is the second night of Jay Leno. And for the second consecutive night, I did not watch.
And?
I'll go ahead and throw this out there. I'll never watch him. Unless I'm on the show.
Or unless Pearl Jam's playing.
Look at the TV.
Scott Murray?
Yeah. What's he doing there? On Channel 5, no less.
Plugging a fundraiser or something?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. It is shocking to see
Scott
Murray
here.
Yes, we are having a grand time here. A grand time.
Tell me what the highlights are.
He's plugging the St. Jude something or other. On the second night, the Jay Leno show. Now, remember last night it had a 6.6. Letterman show had about a 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Last night... The Tonight Show with Jay Leno had a 4.6 to David Letterman's 3.1. And the Tonight Show had Sarah Palin doing stand-up and all kinds of wacky bits. And look, sooner or later, the Dog and Pony Show will be over with and you'll just have a show mm-hmm. to work with.
He needed to have Matt McLaren doing stand-up.
And you knew who else he had on last night was Shaun White. America's darling Shaun White.
Skateboard man.
Truly skateboard man and snowboard man. So.
These things will all level off.
Yeah, sooner or later, it'll get closer. And I'll let you know exactly when it does. Because essentially that's what we do. Sade clocked in her third week at number one on the Billboard 200. Or Sada. Or Sadi. Or sigh.
That's amazing. Right. Who knew?
Her album, Soldier of Love, retained the top spot, selling 127,000 copies. Man.
Searching for Love.
Who buys her records? Is that a really big crossover? Like old women, 40-something women?
The gay man.
Oriental women.
Oriental women, maybe. Thanks for that little tip, Scotty.
I don't know. I don't know who buys her record. Her records are good, but I don't know who's into that.
A record that
if a tree farts in the forest and no one's there to smell it, did it really happen?
Good point. Really, really astute point. I never even thought of that. The answer is yes. Johnny Cash's American Six Ain't No Grave debuted at number 3. It is his final installment in his series with producer Rick Rubin, which we will hear in about 20 minutes, I do believe. Now, his last one debuted at number 1 back in 2006. So people have had it with Johnny Cash. They're just tired of seeing him doing all the talk show circuits. And oh, look at me. I'm Johnny Cash, my new record.
He's been dead for quite some time.
Eat me.
Yeah, Corby.
We gotta go.
We do?
Yep. Yeah, we do.
Well, don't yell at me. All right, we gotta go.
Are you finished over there?
No, I'm not, but we gotta go, so we gotta go.
All right. That wraps up entertainment news for today. It is 4:49 here on The Ticket.